Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. The Revolution. This is actually from 2009, but it still holds up, so here we go. I've said it before. I think we're going to look back on this particular era in the entertainment industry as the start of evolution into a new business model, a time of plenty for those willing to self-produce, a shift in how pre-reads even happen anymore. This must have been how it felt to sit in the talent holding room back in the days of the studio system. It was the beginning of the end. You knew things were changing. You knew there was an advantage out there for those willing to grab it. You wondered whether staying in that holding room would give you the edge, as there had to be some folks standing by the old way. Yeah, we all see how that turned out, right? So, as with all revolutions, there's a choice we're facing. We can find ways to take advantage of the amazing opportunities we're being given a shot at taking, or we can hope and pray that the old way will win out and we'll be rewarded for having stood behind how things have always been done in this town. In case you're wondering what I might recommend, well, first go back and take a look at any of the hundreds of weekly columns that I have written for a hint. And second, just know that those who keep holding out hope that we'll return to what they somehow recall as glory days, no matter how much they bitched back then about how tough things were, become the ultimate pariah in this business. Bitter. And because I recommend anything other than being bitter in life, I'm going to suggest you find ways to see opportunities, however terrifying they may seem at first, as your shot at participating in this new wave. Heck, maybe even your chance to lead it. So, yeah, this is another one of those mindset episodes, because your mindset is one of the only things that you have the power to choose moment to moment. It's what I suggest you focus on as you take a look at the inventory of this revolution. Yeah, this is how the new Wild West is shaping up, and we're all pioneers. It's survival of the awesomest at this point. Actors who refuse to self-produce are quickly becoming invisible. Bitter actors who believe they've been here X amount of time and therefore deserve Y amount of success are dinosaurs. If there ever were a time in this industry where linear progress existed, and I call bullshit on the concept that success ever really happened that way in this biz, it certainly isn't how it is now. So we have a choice. We can grouse about how things are changing. We can reminisce about the good old days. We can bitterly complain about those who are shooting ahead by grasping the power of this moment. Or, heck, we can use this opportunity to change even more about this industry right now. Don't like the power structure where actors are powerless and scam artists and power trippers thrive on that? Let's change it. This is the moment people will point to as the evolution of this industry. We're creating the future. We run this. We're determining exactly how the new business model will be, and we can invite awesomosity and reward for ingenuity, or we can wish things had never changed. It's a little like when air travel was introduced. Yeah, you could still drive or bus or train across the country, but what's the value in sitting around bitching about the people who choose to fly getting there faster? No value. So let's find value in this change. Let's choose to embrace an industry in which showcases are moving online and actors are being asked to create their own pre-reads in order to get invited to producer sessions. Let's enjoy the demystification that comes with casting directors live tweeting auditions or blogging about film premieres and high-end agents sharing their POV, adding to the transparency of the process. Let's drink in the expertise shared freely by career coaches, and rather than complaining that people are talking, let's pounce on the opportunity to hear things that were previously shared only behind closed doors, using this information to empower rather than threaten. I've been bombarded with emails from actors wanting to know where I stand on the whole DE casting Twittergate explosion that happened in the week that this column was first put together. All I have to say about it is that there's nothing Daryl Eisenberg posted that wasn't already being shared with assistants or producers during breaks, dished about over drinks with best friends after sessions, or posted on the What Were You Thinking submissions wall in any office. Transparency is not something to fear, in my opinion. Anything that demystifies the process has the potential to be empowering. Sure, there are limits to what's fair game, as we're in the land of the instant broadcast of all encounters, thanks, TMZ, but even I've been told that my columns can scare people about what this business is about. And here's the mindset I'm suggesting. Don't like what you're reading? Stop reading it. Don't want to be blogged about by someone who is a well-known blogger? Don't get in front of that person. but for those who find reading about a process that is baffling to most folks who encounter it to be empowering and inspiring, there's something to read. And for those who would love to know they're getting in their own way and not even realizing it, the whole experience could be a career-shifting eye-opener. It's all about your mindset. What's that favorite quote of mine by Anais Nin? Yeah, we don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. So if something you're experiencing threatens you, stop experiencing it until you can shift your mindset about it. Seems easy to me, but I'm also not one of those people who seeks out the opinions I find most disgusting. Not sure I'll ever understand folks who hate certain personalities on talk radio because they disagree with every single thing they say, yet they'll never miss a show. Strange, isn't it? Heck, maybe some of you enjoy keeping up with those that enrage you. Will explain to me what that behavior is and the mindset behind it. I'm always looking forward to learning more about and understanding better the complexities of the human mind. A month before this particular column I'm reading to you now, I blogged a funny quote from Script Magazine's Wesley Rowe and his view on Hollywood. He said, "To give you an idea of how small Hollywood is, imagine high school, how tired you were of friends and enemies alike. Now imagine this. Every student in school has a publicist. There are as many school plays every year as students. The only thing about Hollywood High that's better than regular high school is there are no rules against sleeping with the teachers or against anything else, for that matter." It's the end of the quote by Wesley Rowe. I thought that was funny and cynical and all that other fun stuff, but I wondered how much of how things are we just accept because it's easier to accept those things than to make waves. Then I read David Brownstein's blog. He asked, quote, "Are you living and working run by the fears and dysfunctional behavior that is both Hollywood cliche and at times Hollywood reality? Or are you living in, working in, and creating an industry that tells great stories, inspires, and entertains the world, and supports a work environment that is humane and enjoyable?" It's the end of the quote by David Brownstein. When I shared the former, I got no comments. When I shared the latter, I received dozens. I believe people are hungry for this revolution. We're ready to create the Hollywood that we want and reboot to a place that is more about the storytelling and less about politicking. Yeah, there will always be financial concerns and the name that guarantees distribution or network viewership that will trump the up-and-comer on a casting list time and time again. But getting on a name list is becoming, dare I say, easier. And yes, I know, I will hear from those who call bullshit on that statement, saying they were far closer to booking series regular gigs a decade ago than they are now, thanks to name actors moving from film to TV and thanks to new kids swooping in via the internet. But I stand by my statement. Sure, actors who would have received several $1,000s to shoot a pilot for a network a few years ago are being asked to accept just over $1,000 to shoot the same thing for new media just to see if it goes. I know. And that's not so cool financially, fine. But what I've observed is that fear-based actors see that as a rape of opportunity, while opportunity-minded actors see that as a great shot at getting in there and proving what they can do, while the stakes are not as high as those that would prevent actors of a certain level from even having such an opportunity in the first place. Those who really want to see the opportunity in this sort of thing note that this means they could invest a few $1,000s into the production of a pilot and get a shot at being bought now. Just a few years ago, there was no chance at even having your work seen without a high-powered agent, a major contest win, or an attorney leveraging the delivery of your material into the hands of the buyers. You can choose to see the limitations of the revolution. I choose to see the opportunities. Note well, it is a choice. Let's settle this new frontier the way we want to live. This opportunity is either terrifying or empowering. I choose the latter. I've heard from people who see this new wave as wrong and unfair, and they see those of us who embrace the change and go with the flow and seize the opportunities as a-holes who are somehow standing between them and their success the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way is gone, but I understand the frustration. Maybe you just got to the point where you were sure you understood this industry, and it goes and starts changing on you. Dang, what a bummer. Sure, but blaming those who choose to embrace the new business model for your inability to shift gears is ridiculous, because this is simply a world filled with change. And that means no matter how gung-ho I get about this current wave, I gotta be ready for when things change again. And again, and again. So yay for those who can deal with change and embrace the change and change with change. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.